As we look in, we see Jack sitting outside on the patio, having his midday cup of industrial-strength mocha java.
Ah, Jack.
Hmm.
May I join you?
Oh, of course.
Ah, what a splendid day. You seem deep in thought.
Do I? Would you like some coffee?
Yes, very much.
Madam Trunknose, did you notice anything strange last night?
In Inverness? Every night is strange.
That's for sure. Here you go.
Thank you.
You know, I felt a vibration of some sort. It appeared to be focused out on the hill, near the old temple ruins.
It's intense.
Yes, it was fairly intense.
Oh, I meant your coffee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, was it an earth tremor?
No, it was like some sort of quivering vibration or a constant frequency. It appeared to be in the air as well as in the earth.
Oh, how interesting.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Evie.
Oh, come join us.
Some coffee?
Please.
I heard about the footlocker caper.
I thought it was real feet.
Well, to walk off with Lady Pom Pom's Persian carpet and then in exchange leave a footlocker filled with feet, I mean, that's quite a feat. Do you think she suspected something foul was afoot?
Stop.
Well, maybe it was sort of a payment for the carpet.
Payment?
Yeah, you know, a way of footing the bill.
Oh, God.
But they got away with it.
Yes, obviously it took some fancy footwork.
Bonjour, Jacques. Mademoiselle.
Hi, Wham.
Are you conspiring together?
We were reviewing Lady Pom Pom's recent footage, if you know what I mean.
Jack, what did you do with that footlocker full of false feet?
Oh, I dragged them out to the foothills.
You mean boot hill?
You dragged your feet?
By yourself.
You know, I wish I had a footman.
Oh, did you leave any footprints?
No, I used footlights.
Oh. How were the feet? Shook up?
Yeah, it was shaky footing.
Was it slippery?
I couldn't get a foothold. I had to give my feet a rest.
Well, a foot rest.
But after some fancy footwork, I found the footpath and I let them loose and I was free.
Does that mean you were...
footloose and fancy free?
No. Photos.
Yes, Auntie.
I have been calling for you.
I didn't hear you, Auntie.
Where is my footstool?
Your footstool.
Is something funny? Come along, Poodles.
Yes, Auntie.
Oh, that poor child.
Well, anyone for football?
Oh, stop.
No? Okay. Ciao, Bella.
Oh, so, Jack, you must have a footnote to all of this?
Nope, not even a footer. Oh. But there is one thing.
Yes.
Well, there's no feet in this.
No feet?
Nope, this is footless. Okay. Did you know there's an old computer up in the East Tower?
No.
Well, last night it was on, and it had a message.
A message?
Yes, it came scrolling up on the screen.
Well, what was the message?
Here, I did a printout. One who knows not that the Prince of Darkness is but the other face of the King of Light knows not me. Now, why did a quote like that just get downloaded out of the blue?
Do you understand what it means?
I think so.
Good.
The jungle will not be without a tiger.
It's the second day of Jack's return to Inverness. He's been asking those who live in the mansion about a strange earth quivering that occurred the night before. As he's walking through the parlor, he encounters...
Ah, there you are.
Lady Pom Pom.
And what do you plan to do about it?
About what?
About it, of course.
Which it is it?
Are you being evasive, Mr. Flanders?
No, it's just that I've been noticing there's a lot of its around here.
Oh, I'm certain there are. And I believe that one remedy fits all, and that is a steel-fisted discipline.
There's that bell again. Something's happened.
But this is important.
Someone needs help.
Discipline! What Inverness needs is discipline!
The bell stopped. There's no one here. It's just the same as before.
You go.
No, no, I heard the bell, but I didn't see who was ringing it.
Well, it happens.
Does it happen often?
Well, not often enough.
What?
Well, it means someone's being saved by the bell.
Yeah, but how does it know to ring?
I don't know. Was it you?
That was saved? Yes, I guess.
Well, there you go. Well, have a good one.
Art?
Yep?
Did you feel a strange vibration last night?
Oh, you felt it too?
Yes.
Well, it started a few nights ago. At first so soft, you know, like a whisper. But now it's getting kind of like a grunt.
So you mean it's getting stronger?
Apparently, as the moon gets fuller, yep.
Do you know what it is?
Well, not exactly.
What do you think?
Well, it was a long, long time ago.
What was?
Soon after I started working here, I remember hearing Lady Jowls talking to Dr. Missoula about something real weird.
What?
I heard her call it the genie in the bottle.
Are you sure she wasn't reading the Arabian Nights?
No, I'm not sure, but there was some secret between her and him.
You mean Dr. Missoula?
Yep.
What secret?
Well, all I could figure was the two of them had something, you know, bottled up or capped up or something.
But not a genie.
I got the feeling it was something pretty powerful, because Lady Jowl said, as long as I'm alive, that lid stays on.
Are you sure she wasn't just referring to keeping the lid on their secret?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I meant a secret that wasn't necessarily referring to a genie.
Now, you're confusing me. You sure you're paying attention here?
I'm sorry.
Now, Missoula, he was talking like it was some sort of weird energy, you know. But your aunt, she talked like it was some sort of force, like it was alive or something.
Something dark?
That's the feeling I got, yep.
And Dr. Missoula, well, how did he feel about it?
Well, you know about him.
No.
Oh, you know, he was an alchemist. He never saw anything as being just bad or just good. To him, it just was.
You know, that does sound like Dr. Missoula. I wonder, do you know if my aunt kept a diary?
Not exactly.
You don't know?
She didn't exactly keep a diary, but she kept entries.
Entries? You mean like an account book?
Not exactly.
Well, like what, then?
She kept an account of things that happened here, and she wrote them in a ledger.
Well, is the ledger still around?
Not exactly.
Art, what does that mean?
Them lawyers are hers. They got it.
Oh, Bigelow, and Bigelow.
One of them, yep.
But that wasn't part of the estate?
I suppose.
Well, do you know why they have it?
Not exactly.
What does that mean?
Well, she wanted to keep it in a safe place.
Do you know why?
Not exactly.
Right, Art.
Aren't you going to ask me what's in that ledger?
Okay, Art. Do you know what's in that ledger?
Well,
not exactly. Yeah, right.
But what I saw, since you really want to know, was that ledger's sort of history.
You mean of Inverness?
Yep.
So Lady Jowls kept a record of events, of things that happened.
Well, sort of.
Sort of?
Sort of exactly, I'd say, yep.
Well, thanks. Art, you've been a lot of help. Mr. Bigelow, it's Jack Flanders. No, everything is fine. Yes. Look, I understand that Lady Jowls left a ledger. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, no. I want to see it. Impossible? Why? I assumed it was part of... What? sealed for the next 30 years? Can't be opened until 2030? You're kidding. You're not kidding. That was her final instruction. Huh. I see. Yeah. Yeah, right. Thanks.
No luck?
No, I was hoping... Evie, you heard all that?
I've been sitting here.
You were?
You didn't see me.
No, no offense, but you sort of blend into the upholstery.
People hardly ever see me. Sometimes they even sit down on me. You think that's funny?
No. It's just that, well, maybe you shouldn't wear a dress that has more or less the same pattern as the upholstery.
Thanks for the tip. So, what's in Lady Giles's ledger?
Well, apparently, my aunt kept a record of things that happened here.
Do you need it?
Well, it may answer some questions.
But no one can see it until 2030.
You got it.
Let's get it.
Huh?
We'll break into his office.
I don't think so.
Are you afraid of getting caught?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, wasn't there a floor lamp there?
There was.
Why'd they leave an exchange?
An espresso machine.
Really?
Wham bam, put it in the kitchen.
Huh. Well, things are looking up.
Maybe you shouldn't look up.
What?
When you were on the phone?
Yeah.
And you removed your sneakers?
Uh-oh.
They took them.